T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You gotta be kidding me.
What the hell?
All right, we're back, but it's not WFAN. This is still 94 WIP, Marks and Reese. And Ike, earlier today, our own Spike Eskin was named Vice President of Programming for our sister station up in New York, WFAN, and CBS Sports Radio, which, by the way, I do a weekend show on Spike, so keep that in mind. And he will be leaving us effective July 1st. So Spike is in the studio with us right now, and Jack's going to have a top five at five. What is it that we're doing today, Jack?
Spike's five best moves as program director at WIP.
This is what am I supposed to do? Just comment or?
Well, we'll talk. You can agree, disagree. Okay. You know, it's an interactive segment.
All right.
Something tells me Jack being hired is the number one on the list. We'll find out. Well, Spike, it was something that I was personally concerned with because I knew that Mark Chernoff, who is leaving after a long career up at WFAN, was leaving. And I said, well, there's one person who has the chops to take that job, and it's our program director. And congratulations, because it's really, really well-deserved. And it is listen, you're leaving your comfort zone of Philadelphia and WIP. This is a station you've known your whole life. You came here. Not as a program director, as somebody that was just, you were the editor of CBS Philly Sports.
I was Porter.
Yes, you were Porter. You worked your way up, and you certainly, you left an unbelievable mark on this radio station. When you took over, I wasn't here. Shortly thereafter, you reshaped this roster. Angelo and crew was here, but everybody else really wasn't as a full-time staff. And, where we are today, which is one of the top sports radio stations in the country, and your respect for the call letters of WIP is, it's everybody knows it. And you have left a mark on the station that will be here forever.
Yeah, man.
See, you're making me.
Yeah, man. And listen, I'm not going down that road because I know where that leads to for all of us and people that are listening. We don't want to necessarily have everybody in the cars crying and everything, but just know, brother,
everything to me.
We love you.
I'm not giving you a drop.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you a drop.
Yeah.
I will say,
come on.
It's been the without question, the most important, rewarding experience of my entire career. So as a career and as a person, seeing all of you put this together and, because there were changes and there were ups and there were downs, but like, seeing everybody here put it together and the way that you treated each other and the way that you work with each other, just incredibly proud to be a part of it. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys for the last. I've been at WIP now for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And program director for 7 and really I was fake program director for 2 years and then real program director for 5. Mm-hmm. And it's been awesome. You guys are just incredible to work with, except for Jack.
And I'm pretty sure you heard from most of us today at some point, but we want you to know that we appreciate your effort, your vision, your trust in us, your guidance. And I think the best way that we can repay you and show you our debt of gratitude is to make sure we keep this thing where we have it at and keep it rolling and not allow what we've worked to slip because you're not here with your foot on our neck.
Nothing would make me proud. I tell you guys all the time, it's not like I just want you to be the biggest sports show in the afternoon. You should be the biggest show. Yeah. And that's where you've gotten to, and you should only get bigger. And to your point, man, about, I have my idea of what a sports show should sound like. You guys, this show sounds different. If you made me draw it up on a piece of paper, That's not the way this show sounds. This is because you guys take whatever I say and shape it into what your version of what that is. And I think all the shows sound different. And this is your vision. You know, this is Jack has done an incredible job of, you know, I don't come and bother you in meetings.
No.
Never. No. It's just you guys. So you should be very proud. And I would, nothing would make me happier than for you to continue it.
Well, and I think that's what allows.
So when I get run out of New York, I can come back.
With no problem. Yeah. But that's what allows our shows to be what they are, is that you're here for guidance, not necessarily to direct us and tell us what to do. But, you know, we have our ideas, and sometimes you can get stuck trying to formulate how you want to put things together. And that's what you've been so great at doing, is sort of being the ones that help us finish off certain things at times. But also trusting that we can do it, and we'll go out there and put a good product on the airwaves.
And to Jack's credit, I don't bother you guys when I think something sounds bad. I just yell at Jack, and then he has to take that. And
Jack!
Yeah, it's just part of the whole, you know, infrastructure
dynamic,
of what you do. So
it's
great. You guys should be so proud. You should be so proud. I mean, think about where the afternoon was on the air before you moved to afternoons, before Chris got here, and then John, you got here, and now you're the number one afternoon show in Philadelphia every quarter. It's incredible.
Yeah, I try not to think about those 2 years I spent with one of your loved ones.
I forgot about that. I forgot about it too.
Yes.
A lot of people are asking, does Howard go with you up to New York as part of the deal?
No, actually, part of the deal is that he's not allowed to go with me. When you're doing the pros and cons, I love my dad dearly. He is a legend here. Being your dad's boss sounds a lot cooler than it actually is. So,
he told me he's going to be the giant sideline reporter, and he's taking down 8 a.m. shifts.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. You have to, I think Craig has Saturday morning, so he'll have to talk to Craig.
All right, Spike, let's do a top five at five. So, Jack. And Jack, what's the category?
Again, it's the top five of five today's Spike's five best moves as program director.
All right, let's go.
It was a struggle coming up with five, but I did my best.
Oh, come on.
It was just a joke. Number five, I have elevating Joe Giglio from just some nighttime fill-in guy to taking down 6 to 10 shifts. Also a number one show.
There you go.
And Philadelphia.
There you go, little Joe G. Hold on, that was the best move?
That's number five.
Oh, yes. Okay.
A funny thing about Giglio, when I first started here, for 2.5 years, I would see his name on the schedule, like doing an overnight here or there. Had no idea who he was. Like when I started here, it wasn't, I think, a year into becoming program director that I actually heard Giglio.
Wow,
so
look at that.
He put in the work.
And then you saw him and you want to stuff him in a locker.
Yes. He looks like Private Pyle.
He does. Well, I'd like a wimpier version of Private Pyle, but yes.
Yeah. Wait, no, not Private Pyle, the other one. He looks like Joker.
Joker.
Yeah.
With the glasses, yes.
Yep.
Number four, I have hiring the midday show.
Wow. Yes.
I mean, it's all three parts. It's
good move.
It's bringing in Richie. It's bringing in the camera. I mean, Seltzer's there. It's all come together, and that's number four.
Good move.
The first time those two met was at a diner in Harrisburg after I'd hired them both. I hired them both, and then they met. And seeing the fear on DeCamera's face as he heard Richie talk for the first time and talk about the pizza in that diner. Richie must have talked for 15 straight minutes, just slowly. You know how Richie talks.
Yes.
And you could see the fear in DeCamera's eyes. It was
like, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And now he's out of control. I mean, look what you've turned him into.
He's turned into an animal.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a
complete monster, yes.
We were going to get pizza. DeCamera got into my car with two slices of pizza to eat on the way and two legal pads of questions. True story.
And I believe that 100%.
It absolutely happened. No hyperbole there. That's exactly what happened.
But to Jack's point, excellent, excellent hire. And Seltzer, I remember when it came down, I was between stations at the time, and it was Joe DeCamera's leaving, and I'm like, oh, I know where he's going. Seltzer the same. All right. That's number four.
Here I am. I, I, I lay myself bare.
That it is. Number awesome. Three, I have hiring John and elevating Ike, obviously, forming this show.
Three?
Yeah, three. Yeah, wow. I think three's fair, right?
Depends what two and one is.
You're five.
Well, let's get to number two because I was obviously hiring Jack Fritz, easily one of the five best decisions you've made.
You've kidding me.
I mean, what a home run hire.
You got banished from the morning show.
Did he really?
That was a Donovan Jess bet. My
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I caught the big fellow on a bad day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Twitter. It's friggin' Twitter.
Oh, no. You didn't address him on Twitter, did you?
No.
I don't even want to get into
it. Yeah, it's an off-the-air conversation that the program director brought on the air. It's very sad.
So hiring Jack Fritz is two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously.
As such a ridiculous ranking.
Yeah, but Jack, that's a late round draft pick that you got lucky on.
I'm
right?
the Jason Kelsey of this place. I mean, seriously, you're a fifth round draft pick turning into this?
No, you were my protege. What are you talking about?
That's true.
Listen, it is true.
It's my top five.
But Spike does get credit for it. Yes.
All right,
number one.
Number one is obviously, I mean, having you had the Eagles win the Super Bowl. I mean, that's part of the reason why you're where you are today, riding the high of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. The number one thing Spike Eskin did as program director of WIP is having the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
It's pretty good.
Putting me as number five softest guy at the radio station is one thing.
Yes.
But the passive aggressive sneak diss by saying the best thing I ever did, I actually had nothing to do with.
it's a backhanded compliment.
That's Jack. That's your hire. That's him.
All right. Well,
he's completely out of control now.
Frankenstein's monster.
Yes.
That's what he is. Wait a minute. 5 o'clock, which as we all know is the key time in afternoon. What do we have? Jack Fritz's segment.
It's the Jack Fritz show.
Yes.
We always made fun of Ben for that, and look what we have. We have Ben Fritz over there.
I know, and I was saying that if we could get Ben back and Jack can be the associate producer on the show, and Ben can you, in one of your last moves here, can you make that happen?
Ben executive producer and Jack sort of like stunt guy, maybe? Phone screener.
I'm just taking calls in the back.
Yeah, he's gotta eat the spoiled food in the refrigerator.
Absolutely.
Spike,
thank you guys.
Congratulations, and when I say that, obviously everybody's happy for you, and we know that it's well deserved. It's going to be a big loss to the station, but like Ike said, like we know what to do, and we're going to do it, and we're going to mow through it, and we'll be good.
I actually think we're going to take off now.
Oh, really? He was holding us back.
I was holding you back. Okay.
Well, all right.
You never know.
Listen.
Sort of like a certain quarterback who's not here anymore.
There we go.
Mean you can have takes on Philly sports now?
Hold on. Exactly.
I could. Yeah.
My point I was about to make is you're leaving town just as the Sixers are about to win the NBA championship.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, right. But his Knicks are also in the, the five seed.
They're on the come up. Yep.
There you have it.
Rights to Julius Randle.
Yeah, really. So what happens with the pie? It's the other big question. What happens with rights to Ricky Sanchez? Does that have to
keep doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, I can watch the Sixers in New York or Jersey, wherever I'm going to live.
This dude is nonstop, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I give you credit, man. It's to go out of your comfort zone and go, like, you're moving, you're going up there. I mean, you're stepping into a really big role. So congratulations, and I'm proud of you. I really am.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
I appreciate you.
Good job, champ.
Just keep me in your contacts.
Absolutely. You got it.
There you go.
Never know around here, man.
Never know.
Jack will be wanting a job up in New York soon. It's only a matter of time.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding? The commute from Westchester, New York.
There's a Westchester, New York.
There is. You're right.
There you go.
See you guys.
All right, there he is, boss. Mike Eskin.
Take it easy, brother.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, Ike, it was...
There's always something going on around here, man.
Just when... I mean, honestly... How settled are we with great boss, great show, great producer, everything's going great.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden.
Yeah. Take the damn safety net out from under us. Now we got to fly on our own.
For
the time being.
Yes. Yes. Well, Spike will still be here for another month or so. And then they'll put an exhaustive search out there for the next leader of WIP. And, it's also an exciting thing to get somebody new coming in here with new ideas and everything else. So
yeah, in all seriousness, we bust Spike's chops, and I know a lot of people out there give him a hard time because his name is Spike Eskin, meaning he's related to Howard and Spike, and his ideas of what is good sports talk radio here. Me having been been here during down times when we were struggling. In ratings, and not just from a rating standpoint, from a cultural standpoint of coming to work every day.
What was that like when it was when it wasn't easy? Worst?
It wasn't easy, and you know, it's what usually happens when radio stations start to go down is that you don't have the infrastructure in place that you need to keep the station where you want it at.
Right.
Right. And so putting him in charge and his vision, I just want our listeners to know that what you've heard from our station over the last 5 years, a lot of it is from his direction, from the standpoint of how he's helped us behind the scenes put together a team that works as a team. And that's why the station has come back to where it rightfully deserves to be as the best in the business.
Yeah, I don't.
There
I mean,
were a few years there when we weren't operating at that level.
You've been here for a long time.
Been here 13 years.
I'm working on five, and I mean, I don't remember just because obviously I listened to the station forever, but in recent memory, as far as a cohesive unit, right? Like everybody gets along. Everybody knows that you know that we're working for the greater good. I always believe that there's nothing bigger than the radio station and the respect for what this signal and where the signal has been for however how long it was. So, and we're there. We are. The culture was established, and that's where it is right now. And that's why we are. That's why everybody is thriving here.
Yep.
At WIP. So it is what it is at this point, and it's all good. Yep. And congrats to Spike for going up there. And just wait till Jack's trying to weasel his way up there too.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he wouldn't know what to do.
I'm pretty Philly.
Yeah.
I don't think I could fake
being New York.
Yeah.
No, probably not.
No, he's here.
Well, if they want a real baseball guy up there, I mean.
it's not anybody knows coming from outside of a market to here isn't easy. And it's the same thing up there.
Oh yeah.
All right, Guide to Dooring Window. Their big sale that's going on right now. Buy one, get one 50% off. Plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guide to Dooring Window today, 877-GO-GUIDE or visit GOGUIDA.com. Let's go to Joe. Joe is in Merchantville. Joe, go ahead. How are you?
Very good.
All right.
If the Eagles win 9 games this year, we'll just skip coach of the year and take the coach right to Canton.
Really?
I just don't see how that I mean, I hope for 17-0, but I just don't see it.
What do you see?
You know what? As long improvement, as long as we see development on the players, and if they win 7 or 8 games, I think that will be a pretty good season.
Well, hold on, Joe. How can you see them winning 7 or 8 games but can't see 9?
I just think nine, and I've heard people say 10 or 11. That's just too many. I'm stretching it 7 or 7 to 8.
Okay. So what would be your biggest concern if you look at the team right now?
Well, too many unknowns. I mean, as much as I'm hoping that Hurt is the guy, mm-hmm. I'm not saying he isn't. I haven't seen enough. Well, the offensive line has the potential to be one of the best offensive lines in the league, but there's a lot of serious injuries to overcome. And we just don't know. And defensively, there's still some unknowns. And the coaching staff is all brand new. Now it all may turn out to be great. It's just a whole lot of unknowns. Usually, when there's a lot of unknowns, it doesn't go real well.
Well, in the years where everything breaks right, then that's when you're having one of those years where you're like, wow, what a great year.
Yeah.
So in 2017, they didn't have the best defensive backfield, but they could get to the quarterback. One of the best teams of getting the quarterback in the league. Can this Eagles defense get to the quarterback enough to where it offsets kind of the no. negatives that you have? Yeah, like that's.
I don't see that.
I don't either. I don't see the pressure from the end.
2017, Fletcher was 4 years younger, and so was Brandon.
Yeah. Right,
and they had more depth.
You had situational guys that would come off and could get to the quarterback, and I don't see that. So I do have worries about the defense.
Oh, listen, there's no doubt that there are concerns there. They still need another corner. Like they still need those things. But just like the Eagles have questions, these other teams are going to have to deal with question marks as well. There are very few flawless teams. And every year injuries happen. Guys don't necessarily play up to expectations. And that's how you get teams to sneak up and get into the position of being in the playoffs. And that's where the Eagles are going to have to sort of place their bets, right? I will admit, I am betting right now that more things fall in their favor than not, from the standpoint of Rager meeting expectations, Goddard having his best year, right? Like, I'm banking on more of these things happening than not happening.
Let's go to Mike. Is it Mad Mike? And are we doing this today? Mad Mike. Go ahead.
Hey guys, how you doing? I think that 0-17. What's up, Mike?
Go ahead, buddy.
The sun's shining outside. All your callers are calling in, all positive. So I figured I'd put an end to that.
Cool.
That's a great idea.
Am I the only one that watched, Jalen Hurts throw for 50% completions last year? Or, if the first read wasn't there, he just took off and ran? Like, am I the only one that saw that? Or am I the only one that saw that, Lane Johnson had a collapsed ankle? Our other right guard has two Achilles tears. Jason Kelce barely made it through the season. They're all older. Like, we have no defense backfield. Our best acquisition got torched by elite-level receivers right and left. Like, why is everybody so positive? I know it's spring and hope spring's eternal, but let's knock it off.
So, for the offensive line, I'm less worried about the offensive line because I think you have better depth there in case there are more injuries. So, I'm not telling you the offensive line is what it was in 2017, but I think the offensive line will be fine.
I don't think they will. I think we are talking about everything having to go right. Even our tight end, who's shown flashes but hasn't been like nearly the player he was touted to be. Like, let's.
But you're doing everything goes wrong, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what if we meet in between? Like Ike saying,
been going wrong. Am I wrong? But everything goes wrong here. Like, why are we going
last year?
Yeah.
Not in the year before. No, they made the playoffs the year before.
Right.
And the year before that, they made the
playoffs.
Now, listen,
Mike, you're right on, like, when you say I'm basically banking on everything to go right. Yeah. Listen, you're right that we need a lot of things to go our way. Yes, I will admit that. Yes, we need a lot of things to go our way. And the two most important things, even though I don't like you being overly critical of them, but you're right because they are still relative unknowns. It's the coach and the quarterback. Like those are the two biggest things.
Let's be real here. Like, I get it. Hope springs eternal. We're in May. Everybody's excited. Let's fast forward to the middle of October, early November. Everybody's calling in. This guy's a bum. Why'd we let go of Wentz? Like, I can hear those conversations already.
All right.
Yeah, can't deny that. If that's the case, that will happen.
I'm gonna sit back and just enjoy Howie Roseman's demise next year. I'm gonna love it.
All right, cool. It's fun. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. You make following the team a joy. Thank you.
Well, we do torture our listeners when we allow Mike to go over the airwaves.
It's not a day doesn't go by where we don't get a caller complaining about.
Yeah, like, why do y'all keep letting Mad Mike on the airwaves?
All right, Stump the Millennial. Coming up next.
Another Jack Fritz special.
Yeah, you're not
I'm sorry,
wrong.
You want to change content around this show? I own the 5 o'clock hour. Everyone knows that.
You do. You
Jackie,
really do.
Jackie, 5 o'clock.
But, Jack, all I'm saying is that under new leadership, maybe they don't like the producer speaking on the air as much.
We don't want to talk negatively about it.
Because, listen, I mean, didn't the last program director not like the flat gum flapping producer on the air as much?
Well, what I would say is if that program director doesn't understand what I bring to the table, I would say that program director doesn't know what he's doing.
Okay.
Wow, we're taking shots at the program director.
It's not even hired yet.
Wow. Stump the Millennial with Jack Fritz. He's the idiot that's going to get it wrong. 215-988-1258. We'll take caller number 11. 215-988-1258. Stump the Millennial for a $50 gift card. The Corner Bakery is next.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!